And now we go to Gaia, who's going to be talking to Maciek about emotion technology for entertainment. Gaia.
I'm here with Maciej Zurawski, founder and director of Musemantic, a new company started in Edinburgh. Today, we are going to talk about emotion technology for entertainment. Hi, Maciej.
Hi there.
How did you get the idea to start your company?
This idea came to me during my PhD about artificial intelligence and ontology and knowledge representation. However, during the course of my PhD, I had to take a break due to illness. Unexpectedly, I learned to compose music during that time, and I then learned how to do it, and I was also surprised that it has such a big emotional impact on people. And then I came back and finished my PhD, and then I had both this kind of interest on the one hand in technology and AI, and on the other hand on music and its emotional impact. And these were two things I wanted to combine.
So emotions, computers, could you elaborate how emotions are related to computers?
It might seem that they are not related at all, that computers can't understand emotions. But if you then think about that today, computers are more and more used for interactive entertainment for computer games, and that computer games actually are becoming more and more realistic and try to be engaging also in an emotional way, then one can see that there is a need for being able to better to represent and control emotions in software applications. So traditionally, these emotions would just be in the mind of the designers of a computer game. But however, we see a need for tools where these emotions are more represented in a more formal way inside the software itself, so that a game would know what is the emotion it should evoke in certain moments during its runtime. So we see a need and a development of tools actually that help to enhance the emotional impact of games.
How do you actually model these emotions? Do you use non-computational aspects to assist you with this?
There are various kinds of emotional technology. There are some applications where you focus on measuring what somebody actually is feeling, but here we actually, as you said, we are focused on modeling emotions inside a virtual environment in a game, and we're modeling also the appropriate emotion should be conveyed in a certain moment. The way this works in a computer game is that we have a lot of signals, a lot of data from about the situation in the game, what your game character is doing, what has happened to his game character, what's going to happen. A lot of these signals can then be translated or transform into emotions. And that's a part of our innovation, is actually to automate that process. And
have these emotions that you have modeled for video games, have they been effective for the user? So for example, with people who play video games, do they prefer the kind of games that you develop?
People we have tested this on have been actually impressed with the quality achieved, which we are happy about. And also another advantage of this technology, it actually automates some of the process of trying to produce the game as such. So we can see that both leads to an improvement in experience, and also that it can help to actually streamline the time and the production process of the game as well.
How does it work? The composition of the music and the game automation, how are they related?
What we have done is something, a so-called emotion engine, something that automatically infers in every moment of a game what's the emotion to be conveyed. Okay. And then we have a music engine that actually creates a flow of music for conveying these emotions. So these are the two components working together here.
What future is there for emotion technology? Are there many companies doing this? Is this going to be the future for technology? What are your words on these?
There are various areas of emotion technology, which is still a field that is in its early phase. And there are some companies building systems for measuring physical signals from humans and inferring what somebody is feeling. So there are some companies making these physical devices. Then there are also some companies doing, say, character animation based on emotions. And then us that focus on this kind of like a generic technology for inferring emotions from a game and controlling music as well using emotions. So I think that in the future it will become more accepted that these are like tools you of course should use when making interactive entertainment, and perhaps in other fields and industries as well. So I think these tools will become more standardized and be more widely used. People will see them as convenient devices that help them in their creative work.
Just something to think about. So nowadays there are these kind of games that are controlled by webcams. What about thinking, you know, the other way around, you know, seeing the kind of emotion that the player has? And then trying to model something in the game that responds to that.
You could combine that, actually. So as we know, nowadays we have Microsoft Kinect that actually detects instantly your body posture and how you use your hands, and it's also combined with a camera. So you're right that one can, of course, combine technology for, say, getting inputs from the user to see how the player and see how they are feeling, and also combine it with a technology for evoking emotions, and so that it becomes like a closed loop. Then you could probably do some very exciting games using this kind of technology. This is also something we have been investigating.
Could you direct us more? How is it that we get to know more about your company and how your products work?
You could come and take a look at our website. We're just launching a new website at www.musemantic.com, and they will be able to see some demos and read more.
There's a lot of interesting components in your company. You have music, you have technology, you have emotion, you have entertainment. So what other uses are there for the kind of products you develop other than games, video games? Is there potential for more?
There are many related areas, actually, and there's also this concept of gamification, that actually game technology is being used in other industries. For example, in visualizing buildings, advertisement, visualizing things in science. So game engines and game technology are being used also in other areas, and in the same way this can also be used. I should also mention, we also looked on applications about film music, trying to automate or like making kind of film music as well. That's another area that's quite related to games, actually.
This is a question more for those people out there, you know, undergraduates, PhD students, you know, who are thinking about starting their own company. How was the process of actually starting up this company? Can you, you know, being a scientist, what is your advice, or how was that process?
Oh, that's an interesting question. It's actually a long process, and you need a lot of patience, and you need to have like a strong vision and be able to communicate that vision to others. And so in our case, we applied from this for an innovation grant from the Scottish government, and that took actually a long time. It's actually a year from the time where she started talking with them until we got funding, took a year.
Oh, wow.
So one has to be patient and persistent. That's the first advice I can give. And the other advice I can give is that whatever ideas you have, first, they might not be very clear and so, but you just interact with the potential like buyers and with the industry and people there and give you feedback, and you will learn a lot of things from them, and gradually you'll be able to then adapt your idea to actually what is needed in the marketplace. And that's a process that takes time, but one has to just learn to listen to what other has to say and then adapt that one's the product accordingly.
Thank you very much, Maciej. That was indeed very interesting to see a scientist from our very own AI department become an entrepreneur now and founder of a company. Don't forget to visit Maciej's company online, and we'll see you soon again.